WCBS News Time, 1:32. Well, the report we're talking about is explosive. It says that students were sexually abused for years at the elite Horace Mann Prep School in the Bronx. The report is to appear in the New York Times Magazine on Sunday, and we are live now with the newsman who broke the story, Amos Camille, who also used to be a student at the school. Well, thank you so much, Amos, for joining us live.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of abuse went on, and how many victims are we talking about?
Well, it's actually tough to say. You know, as you probably know, a lot of victims don't come forward. So for every one that does, there's probably about 5 to 7 that don't. But there was a bunch of different teachers. It was always rumored when I was a student there. Nobody I contacted during the course of the reporting was surprised. They were shocked, but they weren't surprised. So there were already rumors from the late 60s. And one teacher who taught until his retirement in 2002. So we're probably talking, I don't really want to guess, but I know of about 15 to 20 so far over that course, and I'm getting emails all the time now that the story is broken.
Now, did you have an inkling that something was amiss while you were going to school there, and is that why you followed through on this years later?
Absolutely. I attended HM from 1979 to 82 on a baseball scholarship, and there was rumors there. And about 10 years after graduating, a bunch of us went camping. And one of my friends during the camping trip basically said, you know, if you remember this one football coach, Mark Wright, I was raped by him. And it led to a pretty intense evening of all of us talking about what had happened to us. I was not a victim, but a lot of boundary blurring went on, drinking with teachers, this kind of a thing. And 20 years went by, and it wasn't until Penn State happened, I reached out to this one guy, and I said, you know, how you doing? He said, I'm not doing too well. I wish somebody would write about it. And so I did.
Now, was he afraid to come forward? Was that it? Do you know if any threats were made by the teachers or anything of that nature?
He was more embarrassed. I think what happens, you know, I've called it like the concentric circles of silence. So basically, he was told these predators, they pick the kids that they think are going to stay silent. They're pretty good at that, at figuring that out. And he stayed silent, and he tried to tell some kids, and they didn't really want to understand. And then he tried to tell his parents, and they didn't want to understand. And then he just he went silent. Other people who came forward with some of the other teachers were not as lucky. The school actually had a letter on hand from the early 90s of a kid who said he was being abused, and then ultimately committed suicide.
What is the school saying in its own defense now, and what will it do?
Well, I'm sure that the school is a different place today. You'd really have to ask them. I don't really want to speculate. They haven't really been forthcoming in speaking to me over the last 6 months.
So you were a student at the school at that time when you were hearing these weird things. Why write about this now? Was it because of Penn State?
Yeah, I think we're in a different time, and Penn State sort of said, "Wow, you know, I wasn't a Boy Scout, and I'm not Catholic, so I couldn't relate to that." And then Penn State, I think, was a watershed moment for a lot of us, and I saw that, and it was sort of Joe Paterno and football and Happy Valley and all this great Americana stuff, and I said, "Wait a minute, we all lived through this." And so that was really the watershed moment. And then I think a lot of people started, the minute I just started to ask a little bit, the stories came pouring forth, just sadly.
Well, thank you so much for going on live, and we'll look for your story in this Sunday's New York Times Magazine, correct?
That's correct. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for going on. And once again, that's Amos Camille, and he writes about the Horace Mann abuse in the New York Times Magazine this Sunday.